United 2153, contact LA Center 133.2.
Over to LA Center 133.2, United 2153.
November 826, Bravo Bravo, contact Seattle Center 132.6.
32.6, 6 Bravo Bravo. Seattle Center, Sirius 826, Bravo Bravo, level 15000, direct Wenatchee.
November 826, Bravo Bravo, Seattle Center, did you say you had the weather at Ephrata?
I do have the weather at Ephrata, and I'd like to shoot the RNAV runway 3 at Ephrata, 6 Bravo Bravo. We have information, Zulu, 6 Bravo Bravo.
6 Bravo Bravo, roger, clear direct to UDECU.
Direct UDECU for 6 Bravo Bravo. Center, Sirius 6 Bravo Bravo, would like to descend at pilot's discretion, if possible.
6 Bravo Bravo, descend and maintain 1-2000.
Down to 1-2000, 6 Bravo Bravo.
November 6 Bravo Bravo, cross UDECU at or above 6000, cleared RNAV runway 3 approach.
Cross UDECU at or above 6000, cleared RNAV 3 approach, 6 Bravo Bravo.
Number 6 Bravo Bravo, you should have done the course reversal there at UDECU, that's required. Change to advisory frequency approved, report your IFR cancellation with me in the air this frequency, or on the ground on 122.2.
Thank you for that correction, sir. We'll do change our advisory frequency approved. We can cancel IFR. I've got the field in sight. 6 Bravo Bravo.
6 Bravo Bravo, IFR cancellation received. And Squawk VFR frequency change approved.
Squawk VFR frequency change approved. 6 Bravo Bravo. Seattle Center, Sirius 6 Bravo Bravo. I've got a request for you.
Sorry, last aircraft calling. Say again.
November 826 Bravo Bravo. I just have a question regarding the approach plate for runway 3. Is this okay to ask?
For 6 Bravo Bravo, go ahead.
I was looking at the approach plate and it said procedure turn not authorized coming in from the LNR VOR clockwise from 003 to 086. Would I still be doing that procedure turn?
November 6 Bravo Bravo, what that is saying is that you can't fly the feeder fix, the feeder leg from Ellensburg. It's saying that you should not plan on it because of the turn angle. It has nothing to do with the procedure turn.
Understood. So next time if I do want to fly, and I can just request for straight in, but I'm expected to fly the procedure turn if not requested.
6 Bravo Bravo, that's correct. And due to the minimum vectoring altitude in that area is 6,100, and it's directly next to an 8,000-foot minimum vectoring altitude. So ATC would probably require you to fly it if you wanted to get down lower. But other than that, yes, your understanding is correct.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Phoenix clearance, United 1980 clearance to Bullhead.
United 1980, just double-check your... the call sign you connected with. You're missing a digit.
Oh, sorry about that. Phoenix clearance, United 1980 clearance to Laughlin Bullhead.
United 1980, Phoenix clearance cleared to the Bullhead Airport. Zephyr 2 departure, Rasta transition, and then as filed. Climb via SID. Departure frequency 119.2, squawk 5620.
United 1980 cleared to Laughlin Bullhead. Zephyr 2, Rasta transition as filed, climb via SID, departure 19-2, squawk 5620.
United 1980, read back correct.
Phoenix ground, United 1980, spot kilo, information Oscar taxi.
United 1980, Phoenix ground, runway 8, taxi via Charlie 9 or Bravo.
8 via Charlie 9 or Bravo, United 1980. Phoenix tower, United 1980, runway 8, ready for departure.
United 1980, Phoenix tower, runway 8, cleared for takeoff.
8 cleared for takeoff, United 1980.
United 1980, contact departure.
Order departure, United 1980. Phoenix departure, United 1980, 2000, climbing on the Zephyr 2.
United 1980, Phoenix departure, radar contact. Climb maintain flight level 210.
Climb maintain flight level 210, United 1980.